Things are getting spicy.
So you weren't kidding when you said you just like throwing a bunch of spices together.
And a little bit sweet.
You're not supposed to be here. We're divorced.
And don't call me babe.
You called me babe.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, February 25th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. I have a lot of new shows and movies to tell you about, so buckle up. Paramount Plus announced a ton of new content, including a Frasier reboot, a sequel series to The Italian Job, a West Texas-set Yellowstone spinoff currently titled Four Sixes, and the series Mayor of Kingstown, starring Jeremy Renner and set in the world of Michigan power brokers. The streamer also announced that it will be home to RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, as well as a new singing contest titled Queen of the Universe, which will pit drag stars from around the world against each other in a Eurovision-style tournament. Elsewhere, Ray Donovan is being revived, but not how you might think. The former Showtime series is getting a full-length movie, which will pick up where Season 7 left off, with Ray trying to stop Mickey before he creates any more damage. It will also weave in flashbacks to Ray and Mickey's origin story from 30 years ago. After having a little fun on Tuesday and trolling fans with the name of the third Spider-Man movie, including Homewrecker, Phone Home, and Home Slice, stars Tom Holland, Zendaya, and Jacob Batalon revealed the movie's real name on Wednesday, Spider-Man No Way Home. It's currently slated for a Christmas release. Disney Plus also announced some titles and dates yesterday. Its third live-action Marvel series, Loki, starring Tom Hiddleston, will debut June 11th. But before that, be on the lookout for the animated series Star Wars The Bad Batch on, you guessed it, May the 4th. That one is set after the events of The Clone Wars and follows an elite military squad of unusual clones. Also, mark your calendars for John Stamos' basketball show Big Shot coming April 16th. The Pixar spinoff Monsters at Work will debut July 2nd. And the Turner and Hooch reboot starring Josh Peck debuts July 16th. And Nickelodeon has announced it is launching Avatar Studios, a new division to create original content in the world of Avatar The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra. The first project is already in the works, an animated theatrical film that will begin production this year. For other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head over to EW.com. Now let's get cooking with our top three picks for today. Number three is a new special showcasing the culinary skills, or lack thereof, of one Chris Bridges, aka Ludacris. Luda Can't Cook pairs the rapper and Fast and Furious star with James Beard Award-nominated chef Marwan Irani, who helps Ludacris master a traditional Indian curry dish. Of course, there are some mishaps along the way. Here's a clip.
So you weren't kidding when you said you just like throwing a bunch of spices together.
This is a thick piece of chicken, man. I'm a little worried about pan-searing it. So I will cut it up a little bit here.
Thank you, because my wish is to not die of raw chicken.
Yeah, salmonella is not fun for anyone.
Not fun for anyone.
All right, so look, now that we're working with this, I got to check on my potato.
Go for it.
Got to make sure we're doing all right. Poke a couple holes in there. It's smiling right now. Even though it's hot, trust me, I guarantee you it's smiling. Taking my piece of chicken.
Woo!
Do you hear it?
Can you sense it?
I'll take this one, put it on top of here. Now, of course, sometimes you have to adjust the amount of oil you put in there because you don't want it burning on
there. The weight of the pan will squeeze out all the moisture.
Appreciate that.
Once Ludacris has the fundamentals down, he'll cook and serve a menu of Indian dishes to a room of VIPs, including his mom. Hopefully they like their chicken spicy. You can order up Luda Can't Cook on Discovery Plus right now. It's trivia time. Today, our question is about Ludacris, the rapper slash actor turned down a role in what hit 2007 film so he could focus on his album, Release Therapy, Ocean's 13, Transformers, or American Gangster? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Moving from the kitchen to the mansion for our number two pick, She's the Boss. USA's new reality series follows entrepreneur Nicole Walters, who works to build and run her multi-million dollar marketing empire while balancing life at home with her husband Josh, a stay-at-home lawyer. Along with their three adopted daughters and Nicole's executive assistant and best friend Eddie, the couple are building a modern-day family while juggling careers, obstacles, laughter, and love. Here's a preview.
We didn't come together the usual way. We just took one stay-at-home lawyer, some beautiful adopted daughters, one over-the-top Manny, and me, one boss mom, to make our own family, the Walters.
What's happening?
What are we doing right now?
Why are you in your pajamas still?
This family's a disaster.
It's not going on
it's
right
a disaster.
I have built a multi-million dollar marketing business from nothing. That pays for the bills around here.
All I am to you is a meal ticket.
No.
None of that.
What's vinegar? It's what rich people eat.
We're still working some stuff out.
Well, you can watch The Walters working it out when She's the Boss premieres tonight at 10:30 on USA. Peacock's long-awaited Punky Brewster arrival debuts today. We'll have more on that in a bit. But first, songwriter Linda Perry, who wrote the music for the revival, spoke to EW recently as part of SCAD ATV Fest and answered the question, whatcha watching?
What I'm watching is Cobra Kai. I mean, come on. I can't believe it. I thought for a joke I was going to start watching it because I was like, I wanted to like just kind of numb my brain out. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this Cobra Kai that seems like fun, silly stuff. And I am obsessed with it. So Cobra Kai, all the way.
We love the love for Cobra Kai. You can stream all three seasons of that on Netflix. Stay tuned for our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. All February, we are celebrating Black performers and artistry for Black History Month with binge recommendations as well as picks from EW staff, stars, and filmmakers. Today, we're highlighting one of the most acclaimed movies of 2020, which you can stream right now, Time. This documentary from director Garrett Bradley follows New Orleans resident Sybil Fox Richardson as she fights to have her husband Rob released from prison where he's serving a 60-year sentence. Comprised largely of home videos shot by Richardson herself over nearly 20 years, the film is a powerful look at the impact of mass incarceration, summed up best by watching the Richardsons' six boys grow into men across the dock's runtime. But Time is really a story of a family. As EW's Leah Greenblatt wrote in her review, quote, "Its focus is less on addressing systemic failures or advocating for sweeping policy change than simply showing the incalculable toll that the disposition of just one life can take." Time is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. Don't miss it. Holy macanoli! It's time for our number one pick, Punky Brewster. The beloved 80s sitcom is back today with a revival on Peacock. And Soleil Moon Frye is back too, playing the role that made her famous. Frye is now a grown-up, but divorced Punky, who's raising three kids and trying to get her life back on track when she meets Izzy, a young girl in the foster system, who reminds Punky of her younger self. Fry recently spoke to EW's Rosie Cordero about stepping back into Punky's still mismatched shoes and what appealed to her about returning to the role.
I think that somewhere along the way in life, sometimes that as, at least for myself, you know, becoming a mom and all of these incredible adventures, which I'm so grateful to have, and I would not change one thing about my entire life. I just feel so grateful. I think that in some ways, though, I kind of like forgot who I was separate from my family. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I was so focused on raising my amazing babies and on trying to, like, you know, to really focus on everyone else, that maybe somewhere along the way, I lost a little bit of that spark in myself and who I am. And so through Punky, I feel like, and through the experience with the documentary, I really started to like rediscover that spark. And I used to associate it with youth and realizing that it's really about that. It's that feeling of coming alive again and rediscovering that inner spark.
We're not crying, you're crying. Fry's original castmate Sherry Johnson is also returning as Punky's BFF Sherry, who's become a social worker and has a girlfriend played by the good doctor's Jessica Nicole. Rosie also spoke to Johnson about the response to the new Sherry from the LGBTQ community.
What can you tell me about what that representation means to so many?
Oh, that representation is everything. You know, for the first time, they get to see somebody who they've grown up with that they know their whole life who is representing them, because they are following in the same path and their journey is the same as mine. I can't even explain to you, like, I was a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie, to read the comments on my social media and to see people who've been writing me for years, women, say, hey, are you taking a girlfriend application? I was like, yes! You know, just the characters just being so well received. And I just want, I pray that I make everybody really proud.
Okay, maybe we are crying. You can stream the full first season of the Punky Brewster Revival on Peacock right now. Trivia. And now the answer to today's trivia question. Ludacris turned down a role in what hit 2007 film so that he could focus on his album Release Therapy? Ocean's 13, Transformers, or American Gangster? Answer, American Gangster. Ludacris told Billboard in 2015, quote, I make sacrifices all the time for music or movies. Just because I'm focusing on one, I can guarantee I would not have the album turned in on time if I took a month to do that movie. Release Therapy also won a Grammy for Best Rap Album, so he probably has no regrets there. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. Be sure to rate and review the show, and of course, follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW, and I'm at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.